Welcome to Tom's Two Cents Podcast. This is episode 4. We're going to do Oscar predictions. Now, when I say Oscar predictions, I mean who I think should win, what my picks would be, as well as what I think the Academy would do, because those could be two very, very separate things. I've tried to see as many movies as possible. Every year, I try to see at least every Best Picture. This year was no different. So with that said, let's get right into it. First category I'm doing is Best Picture. The nominees are BlacKkKlansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favourite, Roma, Green Book, A Star is Born, Vice, and Black Panther. Who do I think is going to win? I think it's going to be Roma. It did win the BAFTA when it was nominated a few weeks ago, a week ago. My pick is going to be Roma. Who do I want to win? Now, this is one category, probably the only category, that I've seen all 8 movies in this. Now, my 2 personal favorites of the whole lot of them, the 8, are Green Book and BlacKkKlansman. Would I want to see either of them win? Yes, and I do think Green Book is one of the front runners. I don't think BlacKkKlansman really has much of a chance, quite honestly. But I mean, who knows? Who do I think is going to win? Well, I did just say Green Book. It did win the Golden Globe for Best Musical / Comedy at the Golden Globes. There's some talk about Bohemian Rhapsody just because it won Best Drama at the Golden Globes. The Best English Film, which apparently they did. It's the BAFTAs, so it's like the English Oscars. That one, The Favourite one, Best English Film. And the movie that won the Best Picture at the BAFTAs is also my pick for who the Academy is going to choose, and that's going to be Roma. Now, I guess it makes sense for Roma to win. I don't know, they're all really, really good. I think the 2 front runners are, at least from what I'm hearing, is Green Book and Roma. But, I mean, Roma is just so, like, well shot, well directed, well everything, at least in my opinion. I think the storyline is a little bit dull, and it's not really by far one of my favorites, but Best Picture-wise, I'm going to go ahead and say Roma. Okay, for Best Lead Actor, you have Christian Bale in Vice, Bradley Cooper in A Star is Born, Willem Dafoe in At Eternity's Gate, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody, and Viggo Mortensen in Green Book. Who do I want to win? Now, it's sounding like this is a 2-actor race between Rami Malek, who locked up the SAG, the BAFTA, and the Best Lead Actor in a Drama at the Golden Globes, and Christian Bale, who got the Best Lead Actor at the Golden Globes for Best Musical / Comedy. Even though I'd love to see Christian Bale get it, I mean, they're both really fantastic, I'd say. But, Bradley Cooper's really good too. Viggo Mortensen was great. But, however, I think that, well, my pick to win would be Christian Bale. Do I see the Academy going another direction? I mean, they could, but if I had to pick, I'd say if it's not going to be Christian Bale, it's going to be Rami Malek. But I'm going to go ahead and say Christian Bale for Best Lead Actor. Best Lead Actress, you have Yalitza Aparicio, I think I got that right, for Roma, Glenn Close for The Wife, Olivia Colman for The Favorite, Lady Gaga in A Star Is Born, and Melissa McCarthy in Can You Ever Forgive Me? Now, from what I'm hearing, it's Glenn Close's To Lose in The Wife. I've never seen that movie. I have no intention of seeing it. I've seen Roma. Yalitza Aparicio was okay. I wouldn't say she was, like, best lead actress material, but good for getting the nomination, I guess. Olivia Colman was, out of all eight best pictures I've seen, Olivia Colman, I don't know why she's getting all this praise, quite honestly, because Olivia Colman was so obnoxious in The Favorite, so obnoxious. I found her, like, I know she was, like, the main character and whatnot, but, like, every time she was on the screen, I couldn't. She was just so annoying. Now, I haven't seen Melissa McCarthy and Can You Ever Forgive Me, so I can't really speak on that. But Lady Gaga with A Star Is Born, I would say that that is Glenn Close's closest competition. I really do think it's Glenn Close's to lose. She already had the SAG. She got the Golden Globe for Best Lead Actress in a Drama. My pick's Glenn Close. Do I see the Academy leaning any other way? No, I think it's hers to lose. I think she's going to run away with it. Okay, so that's that. Best Supporting Actor, you have Mahershala Ali for Green Book, Adam Driver for Black Klansman, Sam Elliott in A Star Is Born, Richard E. Grant in Can You Ever Forgive Me, or Sam Rockwell for Vice. I would say I loved Adam Driver in Black Klansman, but I really just don't think that this is his year at all. I think he's up against some tough competition. There's been a lot of hype with, like, Sam Elliott lately from his performance in A Star Is Born. However, I don't feel like he was in the movie enough for that to be, like, justified. And, like, Sam Rockwell was great, too, playing George W. Bush in Vice. But, again, neither of those two were in the movie enough for me to really warrant them winning. So it'll come to, in my best guess, it'll come down to Richard E. Grant in Can You Ever Forgive Me and Mahershala Ali in Green Book. I haven't seen Can You Ever Forgive Me. There's a little bit of hype for Richard E. Grant to really win that one. However, I think Mahershala Ali, he locked up the SAG, the Golden Globe, and the BAFTA at previous awards. My pick would be Mahershala Ali. I just think he's just going to sweep the whole award season. I think he was fantastic in Green Book. And if I had to pick, if I had to guess, I think it would be Mahershala Ali. Do I think that the Academy is going to go in a different direction and maybe choose Richard E. Grant? I mean, possibly. If it's not going to be Mahershala Ali, it's definitely going to be Richard E. Grant. My pick is Ali. For Best Supporting Actress, you have Amy Adams in Vice, Marina de Tavira, I butchered that one, and in Roma, Regina King in If Beale Street Could Talk, Emma Stone in The Favorite, and Rachel Weisz in The Favorite. Now, Regina King ended up getting the Golden Globe. Rachel Weisz in The Favorite ended up getting the BAFTA. I would say it's definitely between those two. A lot of people want to say Emma Stone, but and she was good, but in The Favorite, she was a little too, like, Emma Stoney, if you know what I mean. Just a little, I don't know. Rachel Weisz's performance, I feel, was just a little bit better. I'd say it's between Rachel Weisz and Regina King. I have never seen If Beale Street Could Talk. That's, like, the one movie that I wish I saw. If it was nominated for Best Picture, I'd put that up as, like, a higher priority, I guess. I don't know. That's a tough one, just because I haven't seen If Beale Street Could Talk. But if I had to make a pick, I would say I would want Rachel Weisz to get it, because I don't think Amy Adams really did enough in Vice. I didn't even notice that Marina de Tavira, even in Roma, barely. I don't think that those two really had enough to do in their movies to really warrant any kind of recognition, at least by nominate Academy nomination standards. So if I were to pick, I would give it to Rachel Weisz in The Favorite, but don't be surprised if Regina King wins it and if Beale Street Could Talk. Okay, so for Best Director, you have Alfonso Cuarón for Roma, Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favorite, Spike Lee for BlacKkKlansman, Adam McKay for Vice, and Paul Pawlikowski in Cold War. This is another category where it's, I think it's down to two people. There's only really two people that are getting all of the attention, or there's two frontrunners, and it's between Alfonso Cuarón for Roma and Spike Lee for BlacKkKlansman. Now, in terms of best directing, I don't think Paul Pawlikowski really gets this one. Just to narrow this down, but I don't think that Paul Pawlikowski is going to pull this one off. There's four other strong directors in this category, and I think he just gets left to the side. In Vice, you can definitely tell it's an Adam McKay movie. If you've ever seen The Big Short, it has a lot of like his like shtick in it, and you can see his like handprint on that movie, so to speak. You know what I mean? So, with that said, his is very similar to what I heard is similar to like Yorgos Lanthimos's The Favorite, where like I've never seen The Lobster, also directed by Yorgos, but apparently that kind of has a stamp on it too. I'll have to see The Lobster at some point in my lifetime. But I would say, the two front runners from what I've heard is either Alfonso Cuarón, who already had the BAFTA for Roma, or Spike Lee for BlacKkKlansman. Now, I could see Spike Lee getting it just based off of, like, legacy, and that being just sort of like some sort of legacy award. However, my pick would be Alfonso Cuarón for Roma. Every single, like, scene, like, when I was just paying attention to the theater, like, every little, like, camera movement or camera frame or anything like that is, like, super interesting. I don't feel like Roma's story really carried a whole lot. I know it's all about Alfonso Cuarón's, like, childhood life and, like, what generally life was like in Mexico in the 1970s. However, I think the directing and how the movie looked and all the little technical aspects of the movie are really what is going to carry it at the end of the day. I don't really think it was too performance driven as much as it was directed, shot, filmed, like everything like that. So with that said, my guess is going to be Alfonso Cuarón winning for Best Director in Roma. Now, for Best Original Screenplay, the nominees are The Favorite, who locked up the BAFTA, First Reformed, Green Book, Roma, and Vice. So, for Best Original Screenplay, I would say they're usually not going to give it to the same movie that won Best Picture. That's just not how the Academy's voted, at least the past 3 years. They usually like to kind of divvy it up a bit. So for the Best Original Screenplay, I don't think First Reformed is going to get it. I don't know what that is. It doesn't have many, you know, acknowledgments or nominees or anything in this whole thing. So like, I can't imagine it's going to win Best Original Screenplay. Roma is going to win Best Picture. I don't think it's going to win Best Original Screenplay. So with that said, I'm going to go with Green Book just because I just think it was, if Roma doesn't win Best Picture, I think it should be Green Book. I like the whole movie. I liked everything about it. It was just one of my favorites of the year. So my pick will be Best Original Screenplay. Do I think that the Academy's going to choose it as well? I sure hope so. So, Best Adapted Screenplay. You have A Star Is Born. You have The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. You have BlacKkKlansman. If Bill Street Could Talk, and Can You Ever Forgive Me? Now, this could be Spike Lee's moment. If Alfonso Cuarón ends up getting director and the Academy ends up voting for Best Director, I could see Black Klansman walking away with Best Adapted Screenplay. Again, like I said before, Green Book and Black Klansman were my favorite two of the year out of all of these that were nominated. I always thought all the best pictures. So, I haven't seen The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, and people are saying that, like, that could be, like, a dark horse, but, like, I'm just going to go ahead and say no. If Bill Street Could Talk, probably not. Just, again, I haven't seen it, but, like, if it was really that good, it's probably nominated for Best Picture. Same thing with that Can You Ever Forgive Me? So I put it between A Star Is Born and Black Klansman. I mean, I could see it going either way for A Star Is Born or Black Klansman. However, I like Black Klansman a little bit more than A Star Is Born, so my pick would be for Black Klansman. And again, do I think that the Academy is going to vote the same way or agree with my pick? I certainly. Now, for Best Cinematography, you have The Favorite, Never Look Away, Roma, A Star Is Born, and Cold War. To narrow it down, it comes down to two. Either, in my opinion, it's either Roma or A Star Is Born. I never really noticed the cinematography in The Favorite too much like I did in Roma or A Star Is Born. In A Star Is Born, it really surprised me cinematography-wise because, like, when you're watching the movie, you could literally see, like, the sweat on, like, Bradley Cooper's face and just how, like, dirty he was after, like, his shows and everything like that. So that was really cool to see. It seemed like it was, like, super high def. But with, I think, Roma, who also got the BAFTA, is going to lock up the cinematography as well. They used some, like, super high-tech, like, Amazon something camera to film this thing. And some of the shots in this movie, they are very artistic and very stylized, but they make it so much better with this, like, crystal-clear cinematography. And you can just see everything, like, just because it's in black and white, it, like, kind of highlights or enhances even, like, certain aspects of it all. I would definitely give it to Roma. I sure hope A Star Is Born gets that one, and maybe they'll win something besides Best Original Song, which is the next category that I'm going to talk about. Best Original Song, you have All of the Stars from Black Panther, performed by Kendrick Lamar and SCA. I don't know how you even start to pronounce that. I probably should know that. All Blight by NRBG, performed by Jennifer Hudson. The Place Where Lost Things Go from Mary Poppins Returns, performed by Emily Blunt. Shallow from A Star Is Born, performed by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, which also won the BAFTA. And When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings in The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, performed by Willie Watson and Tim Blake Nelson. Now, there's only one that's really going to get this one. And before, and this is kind of a dead giveaway too, they were only going to perform two of the songs at this year's Oscars, which is All the Stars and Shallow, which is like, hello, like, they're not going to, like, not play the winning song. That's just what I see it as. So All Fight is gone. The Place Where Lost Things Go is gone, and When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings is gone. So it'd be between Shallow and All the Stars, and I really just don't think that they're going to give it to Kendrick Lamar and SCA and that song. That was a good one, and it was great in, like, the post-credit scene of Black Panther, but Shallow locks this one up pretty easily. Okay, so the next one's Best Original Score. You have Black Panther, Black Klansman, If Beale Street Could Talk, Isle of Dogs, and Mary Poppins Returns. Now, again, I haven't seen If Beale Street Could Talk. I haven't seen Mary Poppins Returns, but I have seen Isle of Dogs. I love that movie, by the way, but I really just didn't even notice too much of a score. I knew that there were, like, songs and different noises and stuff like that, but I don't really feel like that one was very memorable. I know Beale Street Could Talk is getting a little bit of some sort of talk, and some people love their score, but I'll keep it between Black Klansman and Black Panther. Black Klansman's was, their score was really good. It was very 70s-y, like kind of bluesy, jazzy, everything like that. But the score of Black Panther is, what do you want to call it? It almost seemed like half rap, half hip-hop, half like African, half like whatever. And that was like a real unique kind of score to it all. So if you want to give it to like any kind of uniqueness to the score, I would give it to Black Panther. That's my pick. I really think Black Panther's score was, it stood out the most, and it was definitely the most unique. Like, you're not going to hear that type of score from really any other movie. So that might be the only category that Black Panther wins. So I'm going to give Best Original Score to Black Panther. So for Best Makeup and Hairstyling, there's only three nominees, and that's Border, Mary Queen of Scots, and Vice. And if you've seen Vice, they transformed these actors. They completely transformed Christian Bale, like they transformed Gary Oldman into Winston Churchill last year in Darkest Hour. I think Vice pretty much has this one locked up. Sorry, Boardroom, Mary Queen of Scots, but it's all Vice. Enough said. Best Costume Design. The nominees are The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, Black Panther, The Favorite, Mary Poppins Returns, and Mary Queen of Scots. Now, there's so much hype over, or at least talk over, like the Black Panther outfits and everything like that, just because you're making up an entirely fictitious country and you're like designing your costumes a certain way that like no one else really would, and the creativity's off the walls and stuff like that. But The Favorite's gonna win this one just because of its like period piece nature of it all. The Academy loves giving costume design awards to like period piece kind of movies, and I know Mary Queen of Scots is there as well, but The Favorite has like the most nominations, or The Favorite and Roma are tied with like the most nominations in like in this year's awards. So like clearly they love The Favorite, the Academy does. So I'm just gonna go ahead and give it to The Favorite, who also won the BAFTA, by the way. But who do I want to see win? I'd give it to The Favorite. It's costume design. So, gotta respect it, but I would give it to The Favorite too. Best Documentary Feature. I've seen none of these, by the way. Full disclosure here. Not one. Free Solo, Hail County This Evening, Minding the Gap of Fathers and Sons, and RBG. Now, I think the biggest snub is Won't You Be My Neighbor, the Fred Rogers documentary. I also heard that Three Identical Strangers documentary was pretty good as well. If only one of those were nominated, I would say that they're going to win. But they're not even nominated, so I have to metaphorically throw a dart at one on a dartboard and spin the wheel of random documentaries, and whatever it lands on, I'm going to win. I'd say there's more talk between Free Solo and RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And it can go either way, but I know Free Solo won the BAFTA, but I'll just give it to RBG, so because the Academy sure does love its diversity. Okay, so Best Animated Feature. There's Incredibles 2, Isle of Dogs, Mirai, Ralph Breaks the Internet, and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I've seen The Incredibles 2, I've seen Isle of Dogs, I haven't seen Ralph Breaks the Internet, I haven't seen Mirai, and I have seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Spider-Man won the BAFTA and the Golden Globe. That type of animation is kind of new. They kind of took a risk with that type of animation. Kind of looks really comic booky. It's tough to describe, but you don't really see a whole lot like it. If I had to give it to anyone, it would be Spider-Man and the Spider-Verse. I think they're going to be the runaway favorite, quite honestly. I would say I love Isle of Dogs, but and you gotta admire the claymation there, but yeah, Spider-Man is for sure the runaway favorite. So best foreign language film, this one actually has a few surprising notable movies in here. So there's Capernaum, Cold War, Never Look Away, Roma Again, and Shoplifters. Now, this is an odd one compared to previous years, just because Roma is in the running for Best Picture, and I think it might win. I think it's going to win. So, do I think that the Academy is just going to choose Roma again for Best Foreign Language Film? It's tough, because maybe they split the votes, because it already got the Academy already voted for that having the biggest award. It's going to be really interesting to see how this one turns out, just all because of Roma. I'd say the two movies that are right up there with Roma in this category are Cold War and Shoplifters. I heard Shoplifters was a phenomenal movie. It'd be cool to see. However, if it's not Cold War, I'm going to go with Roma again. And that's like super unconventional, because it's already nominated for Best Picture, and it's possible that they might not give it to Roma for Best Foreign Language Film and Best Picture. But in this case, I think the Academy likes it so much that it'll win both. Now, my pick, it would be Roma again, because it was just such a standout, and I've never seen the other ones, but Roma is pretty doing good compared to the others. Now, best sound mixing, you have Black Panther, you have Bohemian Rhapsody, you have First Man, you have Roma, and you have A Star is Born. Right off the bat, Bohemian Rhapsody already won the BAFTA for best sound, just in general, and they might give it a little bit of competition with A Star is Born, maybe, but I think Bohemian Rhapsody kind of holds on to win Best Sound Mixing. Now, in past years, Best Sound Mixing and Best Sound Editing have both gone to the same movie. However, I don't see... I mean, Best Sound Editing is, by the way, Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, First Man, A Quiet Place, and Roma. I think with Best Sound Editing, Bohemian Rhapsody's up there for sure, but I think A Quiet Place takes it, just because of the whole subject of the whole movie being A Quiet Place, and I think they did that very well, but it's not really my expertise, but I'm going to go ahead and say A Quiet Place for Best Sound Editing, and Bohemian Rhapsody for Best Sound Mixing. Now, Best Production Design, you have Black Panther, The Favorite, First Man, Mary Poppins Returns, and Roma. And I think right off the bat, it's going to be between The Favorite, who won the BAFTA for it, and Black Panther. I would give it to The Favorite again, though, just because Black Panther was... a lot of their production design was very grandiose and all that stuff. But I think The Favorite was just a big standout for me. It was like the whole set and everything like that. It literally looked like the period piece looked like exactly how it should. Where Black Panther, it's a little bit tougher to describe or pin down. I don't know. My guess is going to be The Favorite, though. Best visual effects, you have Avengers Infinity War, Christopher Robin, First Man, Ready Player One, and Solo, A Star Wars Story. For best visual effects, I don't understand why First Man isn't getting enough hype. Some people are saying Avengers, some people are saying Ready Player One. I'm gonna give it to Ready Player One, though, just because like it is a video game movie and the visuals were like off the charts, and I thought the CGI was a little bit spotty at some points in Avengers, quite honestly. I haven't seen First Man, but they usually give it to non-superhero-y kind of movies or non-huge franchises. If I had to guess, it'd be Ready Player One for best visual effects. And okay, we're at the final four categories. For best film editing, you have BlacKkKlansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, and Vice. Now, Vice won the BAFTA for this award, so it'll be interesting to see if they go that way. Best film editing, however, I mean, spin the wheel, random movies here. It just because Vice already won the BAFTA, I'll say that Vice wins for the Academy Award as well. For best animated short, you have Animal Behavior, Bao, Late Afternoon, One Small Step, and Weekends. This is going to be Bao's to lose. I just think it's going to be Bao, just because it's Disney, and there's usually just like one standout. Like last year's was like a football or a basketball, like for something with like Kobe Bryant. How is that one not going to win? The best live action short. Man, we're really skimming through here at the end. It's Detainment, Foul, Margaret, Mother, and Skin. I'll say Skin just because there's been semi-hype for that one. And the final category of Best Documentary Short is Black Sheep. The nominees are Black Sheep, Endgame, Lifeboat, A Night at the Garden, and Period, End of Sentence. And this is the last category. I'll close my eyes and eeny, miny, moe it. And I think it's just going to be Endgame. Okay, so that is it. Those are all 24 categories. Those are my picks for the best picture, best lead it. Those are my picks for each category. Now, hopefully, I'm 24 for 24. Maybe there's some surprises. Who knows? So, yeah. Looking forward to Oscar night. Thank you guys again for watching. All of the previous three videos have been fantastic. I'm getting like 40 to 60-ish views per video. So again, that's more than I ever thought that I could get. I thought it would be like one view each, and I would just be like watching it myself. So thank you again, guys. Do all that other stuff. Like the video. Subscribe. Leave a comment. If you're on the podcast, if you're able to rate it on SoundCloud, rate it on SoundCloud. I'm all over the place here. And yeah, so thank you again for listening, and I will see you next time. See ya.